plate a potential nugget.
One of the stories that caught my attention in the book, Harish, was the one of J.R.D. Tata, an ASPE engineer, responding to the challenge set out by His Highness the Aga Khan for the first Indian to fly between England and India. And, you know, there's a segment around the spark plug, which was fascinating for me. Without breaking the suspense, I'd love for you to share a little bit of context around the story and maybe just to ask the following on question as well. You know, the story is about competing yet collaborating. So if you could give us a sense of the story and, you know, what it means to the Tata Group in the way it operates its businesses.
So I think, you know, let me not take away from the suspense of the story. I think listeners should, you know, read the story yourself. That's the way it would best come to life. But this was a race, you know, announced by the Aga Khan way back in 1930 for the person who would complete the fastest solo flight between India and England in that year. J.R.D. Tata was one of the competitors in the race, and ASPE engineer, a young Parsi boy, was the other competitor in the race. And there was a third competitor called Manmohan Singh as well. Very exciting story, because you'll see the way each of these people proceeded on their voyage. ASPE engineer was actually flying from England to India. J.R.D. Tata was flying from India to England. So J.R.D. Tata took off from Karachi. ASPE engineer took off from London. And you could go either way on the race. The pivotal point is actually a point at which ASPE engineer and J.R.D. Tata meet somewhere in Egypt in an airfield, as in the midst of their respective voyages. And J.R.D. Tata asks ASPE engineer, "What are you doing here? Why is your flight parked here? And why are you not moving forward?" And ASPE engineer tells him that, "Listen, my spark plugs have malfunctioned, so I'm waiting for other spark plugs to come, but that may take some time. In the middle of Egypt, you don't get spark plugs that easily." And then J.R.D. Tata actually offers ASPE engineer some of his own spark plugs, so that ASPE engineer does not need to wait and can take off quickly. ASPE engineer wins that race by a couple of hours. J.R.D. Loses that specific race, but both of them win friends for life. And I'm not going to narrate the second half of the story here, because we'll be taking away, let's say, the thunder from the story if I do that. But as you read the latter half of this of that story, it's really heartwarming to see where their friendship led to, because over the course of the next 40 or 50 years, both became great sons of India. J.R.D. Tata became chairman of the Tata Group and you know, a legend in the country. And ASPE engineer became the, you know, Air Chief Marshal, the head of the Indian Air Force, and himself became a legend amongst the Air Force and the Armed Forces and across the nation. So they were competing with each other, but they also collaborated with each other. And J.R.D. Tata calls it one of the most fulfilling experiences of his own life as he reflects on that adventure.
And I love the way you say it. He lost that specific race, right? I think, and that's the perspective that's helpful to have.
See, I believe in life, it is not important to win every specific race. It is important to win the races which are truly meaningful and where you're adding value to the company you're part of, the people you're working with, in a very meaningful and significant way. It is, you know, and winning a race in a graceful, gentlemanly way. You can be competitive yet gentlemanly. Winning a race which is competitive, yet you do it in a very graceful, gentlemanly way, I believe are some of the best races that you can win.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.